6.
Fact, rumor, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle with EcoMist. Keep your business pest-free with EcoMist Pest Control.
Chris Lynch from Newstalk ZB in Christchurch. Josie Bagani, a political commentator in Wellington. Hello to you both on The Huddle this evening.
Hello.
Chris, gosh, what do you make of that? The rural Canterbury, difficult, isn't it, with the water situation there?
Yeah, I feel very sorry for particularly the farmers as well. It's either not enough snow, not enough water rather, too much water, not enough feed, too much feed, and now we're dealing with potential flooding and also the risk of a massive snowstorm. It's been pretty tough, not only just for South Island, for South Canterbury farmers, but also for North Canterbury farmers. So they have got it really tough at the moment.
They have indeed. All right, I want to talk to you about the pedestrianisation of, at the moment we've been talking about Lambton Quay. Josie, you're in Wellington. Are you for this or against it?
Well, I'm for it because there's a whole movement globally, isn't there, to make urban areas nicer, better to work in, a mix of shops and restaurants and coffee places,
outdoor spaces,
and so on. Open air markets. It's great. But, you know, there are, and it's always never made sense to me with Lambton Quay that you've got a road between the people on Lambton Quay and the harbour, which is the jewel and the crown of Wellington. So there's a lot, it makes a lot of sense. There are downsides, and, you know, one of them is that you can increase commercial rates by doing it. So you create these beautiful centres and suddenly your commercial rates go up and suddenly it's only your big stores, and we've just had David Jones open here in Lambton Quay, that can afford the big rates, and so there are risks to it. And I think if you look at a country like, I've just been Googling this, Rachel, I'm suddenly become an expert on global pedestrian areas, so bear with me. But Copenhagen is the sort of model, and they did it gradually. They did it over 40 years. They gradually did it street by street. They gradually took away parking spaces, turned them into open markets and so on. So I think there's some lessons to learn about how to do it.
I went to Copenhagen, actually, and it was fantastic. And I've got photos of me riding hilarious bikes, but you just rock up, you know, jump on a bike if you need to go a couple of blocks or a few more. It was great.
Do you think that would work here? Are we just as the Scandinavians and the Danes?
Well, I think we're not used to living in such a congested way. So everything in Europe is reasonably congested in those cities. Whereas we're, well, up until recently, we were quite used to the old quarter acre section, weren't we?
We'd rather have a car. If people could just leave cars around the place.
Could we have more car parks, please?
That would be great.
Mind you, in Christchurch, Chris, I love City Mall. You know, the Bridge of Remembrance, the water there, you know, Cashel Street, parts of Cashel Street, High Street. That's a good little area.
It is nice. And as I was reading your opinion piece on the website, I started to feel quite relaxed when I was reading what you were saying about Christchurch. And you're right. But I've got a slightly different take. I kind of suffer from city envy. I love cities. And I guess it depends on what your definition of a city is. I mean, look, if you want to have your walkways in the city, who am I to complain? It all sounds very nice. Often these developers and politicians, they invoke the emotional argument of well-being, of walking, and everybody wants to indulge in these New Zealand cities. But they compare New Zealand cities to European cities. And I think the last comparison was made, what, Moscow, population 20 million, Wellington Central City, population of 200,000. I mean, come on. I mean, it's
also Chris.
But this whole notion of walking around, it's nice to have. And the council here in Christchurch has tried to encourage us to be more pedestrian and, in fact, cycle friendly by reducing the inner city streets to 30 k's an hour. Hasn't worked. In fact, it's just made people angry. But I think, you know, further on down the track, they're looking at making streets like Victoria Street, lovely boutique area on one end, lawyers on the other end. They want to block the traffic off to that. Look, I think it'll eventually work, but I just want a bit of honesty in the argument. I don't think you can compare Moscow to Wellington and all these European cities with populations that far outweigh New Zealand as a country.
I like city shopping, I have to say. I like going into the city and feeling that you're in the hub. Like you, if I'm in a city, I want to be in the heart of the city. Not a fan of malls at all. I know they're convenient, but they're, you know, they're all the same. Josie, if you want to bring people back into the city centre, you know, you have to make it, I would have thought, a pleasant experience, not with buses coming screaming up beside you. I mean, Lambton Quay, I feel harassed.
Oh, and you don't know which direction the buses are coming in.
It's
like doing some video game, you know, some sort of place station game. It's like, which direction will the bus come in? I mean, you do want to make them nicer places to be, but you're right, Chris, that you can really piss people off if you take away their parking places before you've done that. And that's what's been happening in Wellington, that there's been this big move from the council to